All right, everyone, welcome to A Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. We're going to summarize my trip to New York today. I am joined with a cast member, joined by a cast member. I haven't had on in a long time, but she's been missed. She's very talented. That is Eva Crickshin.
What's up, fools?
What is up, Eva? You did a long time in New York, right?
I believe it was 11 years.
My God.
I know.
And you paid your rent without your parents' help for 6 months of that.
I mean, for maybe 4 months.
Okay, those were...
Yeah.
That was dark.
I had a lot of help from the rents while I was there.
Well, speaking of your parents, we are joined by Tom Crickshin.
What's up?
Hey, good. I've only known this guy like my entire life.
I remember you, John.
I know. Do I look the same?
You haven't changed a bit.
I'm still wearing my T-ball outfit.
Yes. Except for the beard.
Yes. The beard was... Well, I had those sideburns fifth grade, because that's what us Mediterranean kids do.
Hairy back.
Yeah.
But he was like the chubby little friend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You were the chubby little friend back in the day.
That was literally when you saw the script of our life.
Yes.
John.
Still
and
is.
And then like, friend. How was Cody Camp hot at five?
Yeah, Cody Camp. You'll have to ask our priest. The very fuckable Cody Camp. Yeah, we had an entire... See, I joined this crew. You guys were the Greenbrier crew.
Yes.
A few years before me. I got sucked into this ultimately by joining the Gifted and Talented program. They correctly spotted me. They're like, gifted, chubby, talented, friend.
And Greek.
There you go. So, yeah, I went up to New York for the weekend. And
how'd that go?
That was fantastic. You know me. I kind of view New York as a mixed bag a lot of the times. I'm a baby like that.
Yes, you do. If you don't have a good time, then it's the worst place in the entire place.
Yeah.
But if you do have a good time, then you want nothing to do with any other city.
Pretty much, yeah.
So yeah, I know that about you.
this is how I handle everything in my life, by the way. I'm either in love or she's a worthless whore. Of course, talking about my mom. Everything is catastrophized or canonized. There's no middle ground with me. And I had a canonization worthy trip. It was delightful.
You were canonized?
I was. I went to St. Patrick's.
Oh, nice.
And they went chubby. Sainthood. Friend.
St. Chubby.
St. Chubby. That's the production company name. No one take it. St. Chubby. So, yeah, I was joined by my buddy Rich Killiam. I don't know if you know Rich all that well.
I've met Rich.
Okay.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, Rich is a funny dude.
He's really funny.
Rich is a good dude. He is the way you can't hack it in Nova and you're like, I need to escape. He just can't hack it in America. And so he retreated to Europe several years ago. And I'm watching your lips purse, so people are going to hear me pause.
I'm wondering if he... Didn't you have a friend that got very sick in somewhere else? Or am I completely...
You have Tony, who managed to speed along his degenerative stomach disease by going to China and eating, like, radioactive duck or something.
I know you have, like, friends that go to different places to, like, do things.
Apparently, yeah.
And that's...
I'm jealous of them too. It's not like me getting
I'm
to stay
really,
there.
I'm super jealous of their health problems.
You're like, well, God balanced that out. Was it the jealousy of Saint Chubby that brought him down? Yeah. So Killiam is in Berlin now, and moved there maybe 9 months ago, right next to some sort of comedy cafe. I believe it's literally called the Berlin Comedy Cafe. I was really jealous of that. He's like, should I do improv? You know me. I'm trying to get everyone into improv. I'm really
God,
like...
you're so improv.
I know. I get it. I'm like someone who's into
no
Jesus.
No one saw me doing this.
You're doing your Kathy face?
I was.
Chocolate.
Improv.
Tommy's just sitting watching.
Oh, let's include him.
No, Tommy, what's up?
Not much. Just hanging out. Keep an eye on Eva.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Dad, how has that been for you?
It's like a roller coaster ride.
Eva and I are on the same couch, and then Tommy's facing us like some sort of chuckle cuckold.
Right.
remember when the Anaconda came out at KG?
Wait, what?
King's Dominion? The Anaconda?
The Anaconda.
I feel like that was like the most like, wah! This is the greatest roller coaster of all time. Bah, bah, bah. And I was like, okay, this is cool. And I went. And I went and Tommy had
keep
to watch.
The mic in front of your face.
Sorry, Tommy had to watch me in front the whole time. I don't know why I said that, because that's my dad.
Tommy. Sexy, burly Tommy.
But you rescued me, Dad.
From the Anaconda?
Yeah.
The snake? Or the ride at King's Dominion?
You got her out of the Ice Cube film.
Oh,
one
yeah.
And two.
I forgot we had a sequel. The snake was an extra foot long.
No.
So Tommy's watching. Tommy, feel free to jump in whenever you want.
Okay.
It's all good. I'm having fun. I'm sorry I'm watching. I can't stop watching Tommy just handling his drink every so often. Now I'm thirsty. Now you've done it. This is going to be like the bean scene from Blazing Saddles, except we're all drinking seltzer and we'll be belching.
Dad, what are you drinking?
LaCroix tangerine.
I'm sorry not to be a contrarian and shame you in your own house, sir, as I drink your beverage, but this is a pure aqua Belle V grapefruit sparkling water.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Nothing
a wise choice.
For the chubby hubby.
A wise choice. St. Chubby of Chantilly. Patron St. of Locksmiths. Right.
St. Chubby. I like it. That's good.
Dad, can you tell us all... Just before we move to another topic, your famous quote about Al. I've said it before. On
that
Papa's
sounded
basement.
Like I was pulling out my piece after hearing about Al. Just unzipping my hoodie.
Jesus. Jesus, John, stop pulling out your.
You mean his little league prowess?
Yes. So can you give us your quote?
That he made up for his lack of batting skills with his. Poor running. Something like that.
No, it was he made up with his poor running with his lack of speed.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I called him Texas Ranger, because he was a hell of a walker. He could get that ball four. I was like, there's a young George Brett.
What did you... you and Al were very good friends for a long time. You spent a lot of time in this house, like, when you were younger.
Yeah.
And now you and I are... closer
than we ever were with Al.
Oh
yeah.
My god, we're like those two teddy bears that
he's Al. Yeah, pretty much Al is the cicada shell to our friendship. Just something that we had to co-mingle inside to burst out of. Yeah,
so but you would come over for like sleepovers and stuff.
Yes.
And you would go into his room
and sleep.
And then that's how that the works. Bunk beds. But then Eva would enter. Paul, I want to play video games too.
Yeah, it was a real bummer.
It was it?
I mean, yeah, because you were a kid sister. We didn't, who wanted
yeah,
you around?
Yeah, nothing.
You were like 5 years old. And
yeah, exactly.
I was like five or six.
I probably. Mean, we sucked at video games. You were both female and like 3 years younger. And, this
and
was,
probably better.
This is back before girls were like guys. Like now girls watch porn and play video games and pretty much are just like guys with tits. But back then, like you'd put a, you know, you'd put a video game controller in a girl's hand and it's like giving us a sewing kit. We're like, what the fuck is this?
I think women have been watching porn since... May 13th, 1984, the day I was born.
There you go. No, I mean, like, women are casual tourists in the world of porn. Like, before, you could just get it on your iPad and casually watch it.
Like, now you can get it on your phone.
Yeah, guys are the ones that would be going to literal theaters and jerking off under raincoats and shit. No woman's doing that. No woman's like, I gotta peace out and flick the bean, dudes. Peace.
All right, Dad, what do you do all
What's
day?
What's new, TK?
Dad, what do you do all day?
Why are you making this up?
I am a writer.
There he goes.
I write.
You wouldn't have said that to Roald Dahl. Yeah. Another writer.
Roald Dahl was a pervert, though.
Was he?
Yeah, he was into the younger ladies, which,
okay.
You know, whatever.
Are we talking under 18?
Yeah.
Under 12?
No. In between. Like 15.
Yeah. God. Yeah. All right. Under 18, I guess. Fine. But in England, 16's legal,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Times were different back then.
Yeah. Yeah. He needed a woman that wouldn't die in childbirth. He wanted to make sure his kids didn't have Down syndrome. So you get a wife who's 12 or 13.
Janet Jackson had a kid of 50. I was like, how is that kid not retarded?
Oh, no. That kid's super retarded.
Yeah. He's like clinging onto the womb as he goes out. I don't want this.
That kid is
none of us do.
He is Jeff Goldblum at the part where he's pulling off his ears in The Fly. That's what that kid is. It's not good. It didn't work out. And she's rich. So if Janet Jackson can't do it at 50, no one can.
Janet's not rich.
Janet is F you rich.
I don't know what kind of family you think she comes from. Mm-hmm. They're from Gary, Indiana.
That's true. Hardworking steel town.
Hardworking steel town kids. And they made no money growing up. None of her brothers or sisters did.
He's gone, isn't he?
That's true. Joe died not too long ago.
Is the mother still around?
No, I think Joe saw to that.
Wait, Joe Jackson died?
The father, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Eva, you're our resident Jackson expert, and you didn't know this?
I can't believe.
I didn't believe you were troubled until you just let this slip, and now I know that life has been a lot for you lately.
All right, life has been a lot for me lately, but yeah, that has nothing to do with me.
You didn't know JJ.
Not knowing Joe Jackson died. Well, how'd he die, Dad?
Old age, I guess. Yeah.
OA?
Yeah, OA.
OA. Ovarian answer.
The only man ever documented of ovarian cancer has died, and he happened to be Joe Jackson.
Men get breast cancer.
Many successful boys.
Many successful boys and one girl.
Actually, no, wait. They were successful in the steel field, but they never made an entertainment.
They're
That's
from Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana.
All right. So
let's go to your next thing.
So Rich Killiam.
Yes.
Was in town for the holidays, and I was like, you know what? It's on me. Because I don't know about you. Do you have any expat friends?
Yes, I do.
I'm jealous on one level of them, but on the other level, I'm like, who the hell are you to leave the stars and bars? Like, what do you think you're doing?
And they come and they're like, oh, America is so annoying. Ew.
It's not like this in Amsterdam. This is my Amsterdamanese accent.
I'm like, then
go back. Go back, you son of a bitch.
I want to go with you, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's
I
want to
go with them. I want to travel. But like they're like, oh, New York. Oh, it's so dirty. I'm like, you talk one more thing about my city. Literally one more thing. Mm-hmm. And I will.
Oh, that's weird. You said your city, but then you said New York and not Chantilly.
Oh, that's funny because you think that New York is your city because you go there for improv every month.
Yeah.
Even though I live there for 11 years.
That's true. Where are you living now?
I live with my parents in Chantilly, Virginia.
With her parents in Chantilly, Virginia.
Dad, say it one more time.
Eva's living with her parents in Chantilly, Virginia. We love it. We love having her home.
I can hear it in his voice.
We're never going to let her go.
No. Anytime you think you're getting it together, TK is going to show up at your door and be like, how about I Irish up your Cheerios? Oh, baby.
So every time I'll be in New York for 2 weeks and my mom will come. She'll have shaved her head. she'll have catheters. Jesus up to her, and she'll be like, I'm dying of cancer. And I'll be like, no, you're not. She'll be like, just kidding. Come back, Chantilly.
I'm dying of what Joe Jackson had, baby. Come home. So, yeah, I returned to my city. I wanted to show my friend Rich Killiam, who's doing improv. He literally, like I said, was living about a block from a comedy cafe. He now works there. He's doing improv. I was like, while he's in town, the hell with it. I'm going to show him all the best improv there is to see. We're going to go to New York. We'll see all the Upright Citizens Brigade shows. We'll do Magnet Theater. We're going to do People's Improv Theater. And I kind of like booked a couple shows each night where I was like, I know that this is a really strong performance. And that we went in to do that. And I was there Thursday through Sunday. And it was, I just want to go over the details of that a bit. Because who doesn't want a detailed travelogue in their comedy podcast?
Who doesn't want that? And
who doesn't want that?
I'll let you know, folks, that I've been on the phone with John for 2 days. And he wanted to give me these deets, but I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to hear it.
No, so, you didn't.
So now, unfortunately, we all have to.
We're all ears.
Yeah, you
we're
all
ears.
Have to endure it. This.
All right.
She wouldn't take one for the team.
Quiet on the set. And go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank
John.
You. Thank
hot
you.
Mic, hot mic.
Everyone, yeah. Shut the yeah. F up.
Dad, this is it. This is it.
Hold on.
Who knows what heights will hear?
I need to pull out my spiral notebook.
John. Okay.
John. On with the show, this is it.
John, take it.
All right. I did Pod Hotels. Are you familiar with that, Eva? I know it's not your city, but...
Well, Times Square is in my city because that's where tourists go. But, yeah, I have heard of a Pod Hotel, but you stayed in Times Square, and I, as any New Yorker, would... avoid Times Square unless they're going to see a Broadway show.
Oh, see, I like to go to New York. Like, I don't like the touristy parts. I do Times Square. That's my New York. There's a Sparrow's there. I like.
My favorite New York pizza joint.
Sometimes Conan O'Brien walks by and I...
and Tina Fey.
Yeah. No, I picked that location because A, it was cheap as shit, and B, it was like a quarter mile from the Hell's Kitchen, UCB, where we're seeing the majority of our shows. And also, again, I'm a real New Yorker. I don't know if you've done a pod before. It's literally a bunk bed. Eva doesn't have the mic to her mouth because she's acting like I...
You think you're a real New Yorker. You know, I moved there when I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, who do you think's a more New Yorker?
Gotta be you.
Thank you, Dad.
Gotta be you.
I love you.
Of course, you haven't been here in a couple of years. Like John was there a couple of days ago. Things have changed, Eve.
Let me tell you about my city now.
What's it like, John?
Thank you, Tom. So, Tom, I was in the traditional New York dwelling of a pod hotel room.
Nice.
Two little bunks. Like, you walk in and you're like, oh, my God, I've paid for a freshman dorm. The bathroom is all glass. But it's frosted just enough so that your genitals aren't visible through. Come on, Eva, bring the mic back.
Not that anybody's looking. Right?
Yeah.
But I was.
There we go. So
Eva's back.
And who is your roommate?
And my buddy Rich Killiam.
Oh, okay.
We're, you know, it's New York. They're tolerant of this sort of sin.
Of course.
It turned out to be a great room, especially if you're a guy who's done the shitty college bunk situation. I mean, like, you're smelling each other's farts for 3 days straight. We had a Brazilian dinner that was very ill-advised, given the close quarters on Friday night. But overall, I gotta give it up to Pod. Like, a lot of USB ports everywhere, definitely built for millennials. A TV at the foot of each bed, like a little monitor.
Huh.
And the best thing, and all they needed to do to win me over, a bowl of Swedish fish at the lobby desk that I must have grabbed five of. Every time I passed it.
Oh, you're such a fat ass.
I'm Saint Chubby.
Are you? Of no, Chantilly? You're not. I don't think you're chubby.
You're fat.
No, I think you look great, but I'm just saying you're fat ass because you grabbed.
Robust.
Zoftig.
Zoftig, yeah. That's a New York term, John. You might not know it.
Oh, but I am a New Yorker. Okay. So
I got to get this.
Yeah, that okay. might be your wife.
Oh.
Oh, he's so cute. He's getting up to
he's
do it.
He's slowly putting down the mic. He's revealing a pillow you guys own that depicts maybe the only, it's a picture put on of a couple on the pillow. It has to be the only two white people that have ever done that. Please talk into the mic, Eva. This isn't a show.
A young entrepreneur, Debbie Boston, did that. And she also did the blanket behind that, which is a giant frightening picture of my niece, Sloane.
Sloane.
Would you like to see it and
I've
make
seen
comments
it.
About it?
I've seen it.
Okay.
It's a great technology. Again, usually reserved for people whose ancestors came here by more evil means, a certain boat ride, and purchased in the Virginia Beach area. But, you know, I guess we
I really don't know what you're getting at.
We can steal that from them, too. You know?
I don't really know what you're getting at, because my Lithuanian parents came over in 1902.
Oh, where did they land?
In Connecticut.
Okay. Did they pass through New York before coming to Chantilly, where you're born and bred and raised and stayed?
No, they did not, okay. because it was too far south for them.
Oh.
And they were so anti-south.
Okay. Do you want to continue with my story then?
Yes, I would like to go back to your story because my dad left.
Well, I'm just saying, I think, like, sure, your people coming from Lithuania is one thing, but people really want to hear about the bus ride to New York and things of this ilk.
I agree.
I appreciate that. Thursday night, we were going to catch one show. Improvised Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay.
We bought the tickets an hour beforehand. We show up. Literally the only two people in the audience. It was a little weird. It's a little weird for us. It was a little weird for the performers.
Were you guys early or?
No, it was just us. They literally sold no other tickets. I almost felt guilty because I figured had they sold nothing.
Where were you? You weren't.
I was at the People's Improv Theater. This wasn't UCB. I was on their B stage.
Okay,
oh,
John, I'm back.
At like...
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Choking.
Okay, John, you're a talking tree. Let's see.
I just did a tree that would have brought tears to eyes. Okay.
Birds were landing on his arm.
It was great, because I'm a saint.
Yeah.
Wait.
You good, Eve? What did you do? Did you knock
I
over the white person
my
pillow?
Dad's eagle to come over.
Hey. Oh. Oh, my God. There's actually a stuffed eagle here. So, yeah, we saw a show, and we were the only two people seeing the show. That was a bit of a trip.
So it was just you and Rich seeing the show.
In the audience or on stage?
No, it was just the two of us in the audience.
Oh,
and they're like,
okay.
It's just you guys. What do you want to see?
Who was the performer?
It was...
If I can use that term.
It was a group doing an improvised episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, great. How was it?
I mean, given the circumstances, like, I've had audiences... I've never had an audience that small, but I've had close to it. It's very uncomfortable for everyone involved. Like, Eva's nodding her head. You've had shows like that. It's just so...
I've done shows where there's been, like, four people in the audience, but I've also been so amazing in it that they're all, like, standing
word
up
spread, and there were hundreds at the end
and
of the
were
show.
Thousands.
By the end, people were waiting to get in.
Like 5 minutes into the show.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, remember that one? You couldn't even get in.
Oh,
the newsies below the stage are like, extra.
Read all about it.
Angel on the stage.
Yeah.
Come look.
Oh, then... Evie shows her acting chops.
Oh, God. Oh, that made me laugh.
Evie shows her acting chops, and I got some Cubans.
Feels good to laugh. Feels good.
Oh, God, it feels good to laugh.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that we didn't do a ton Thursday. It was good and lazy. We just wandered the streets like a proper gay couple. It was just weird seeing my buddy after so long. It's been a while. We chat on the phone all the time because I'm a psycho like that. I'm the world's last phone chatter. But, yeah, that was...
God, you were such a phone caller.
What do you want from me?
You call me...
Oh, dear. What are we doing now? We're going to they yelled at me at the restaurant.
What do I do?
What do I do? Do I tip them? Geez.
How do I get out of this? Let me know.
Oh, Jesus. I'm coming home. I know, I hate this place.
That was me talking right
there. So...
What?
So,
it was you.
I'll tell my story, one of them.
Sure.
Our little Seinfeld, New York Seinfeld moment.
Oh, this is funny.
We went down to Ada, American Academy of Dramatic Arts, where Eva was a student.
Mm-hmm.
We took the subway back. We're walking up 2nd Avenue. And on 2nd Avenue itself, they're having a Turkish parade. They have a huge... flag of Kemal Ataturk taking up the whole of 2nd Avenue from sidewalk to sidewalk and like 100 people carrying it. And they say, oh, look at that. So we're going along with the flag and they turn in front of us onto, what was it, 82nd Street? I think it was 82nd Street. Whatever street it was.
47th Street, but
no,
that's
no,
all right.
No, whatever.
That was the Vanderbilt YMCA. I remember this.
But, no. It
Eve, I'd feel, as a native New Yorker, a little more comfortable if you let me correct these things.
Yeah.
But continue.
So they turn on our street, and we turn, and, you know, we're by Eva's hotel.
And because she's a tourist and didn't
because
live
she, Yeah, she's a tourist. We're... kissing and saying goodbye to whole Turkish bands are coming. Queens, you know, Anatolia, you know, Association. Blah, blah, blah.
It's Ataturk.
So we go across the street where we had parked underground,
mm-hmm.
and there's 8 jersey barriers in front of the exit. We can't get out.
You're barred.
We're barred. So... Pam, my wife, comes and says, well, officer, I'm a doctor. We got to get back to Virginia. I'm performing surgery this afternoon. So
they wouldn't believe if you did it, Dad.
Yeah,
so, I'm a doctor. They would have been like, fuck, no, you're not.
I just play one on the podcast. So
it's fine. It's fine.
So he gets the workmen, and they have the forklifts, and they lift up a couple of the jersey barriers, Jesus. Move them aside, and then he says, okay, can you get out here? And we did. So he stops the parade, and we pull out into the parade, and we roll the windows down. We're going, yay, Turkey!
Ataturk! Ataturk!
Down with Greece! down with Greece! Those filthy Greeks! We hate them! So we're part of the parade. We're doing it for, I don't know, 2 blocks. And we were, remember? Oh, you weren't with us.
No, I was outside waving you guys goodbye.
Yeah. I don't know these
and
people.
And I was
who are these
this
people?
This is the worst famine of my life.
Go, yes, Turkey.
Little did I
no
know.
No Greece. Yes,
more,
Turkey. No
more
Greece.
More pain would come.
Finally, we got, you know, it was almost, you know, to the river. We took a right and figured out where we were, and that was it. But that was worthy of a Seinfeld episode,
I
think.
It was so funny. They were, like, in the front, like, waiting. We got a Turk!
Animal House style with the Deathmobile.
Yeah. Yeah.
The band's minds.
And they just dropped their daughter off at the YMCA, and I'm like... Hi, bye. Don't leave me here.
That wasn't the YMCA. Well, it sort of was. But
yes, it was, but you...
The school, being in Midtown Manhattan, Madison Avenue, they didn't have a campus. So they had...
Dad, this happened outside of the YMCA that I lived at. Ask Mom when she comes home.
It Strike three, Marge. He has a photographic memory.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's dignity. You can't...
Ada apparently rented several floors in the YMCA for students. Them and AMDA and a couple other drama programs. And we pull up to the address. And Eva said, "Did you know you're putting me up on a fucking YMCA?
This is my hey, Eva.
This is my New York experience."
Why are you laughing? I was horrified.
Like the impression.
I didn't know.
Mom was like, "It won't be that bad.
Just for a year."
It's just for a year.
And that was the 1 year you spent in New York. Convinced you that you're a New Yorker.
The YMCA. And it was so small that we had a van. We took a van up, and we couldn't fit all the stuff from the van in her room, literally. And we had to take half of it back. But that was the place. That was the Y.
It's funny you mentioned Seinfeld.
The Vanderbilt YMCA.
Did he go to one of your shows?
No, the next show we saw was an improvised Seinfeld episode with people dressed as the main characters.
All right, that's funny. I like that.
And improvised Jerry walks out and says, "This is going to be the final one, like, for a long time. We're no longer regularly doing this show." And I was like, there is no better timing then. And they murdered. Like, improvised Jerry was flawless. Improvised George was bald and screamy.
How was Elaine?
Elaine was, I want to say, like, I don't mean this in a negative way. I mean this as positive as it gets, like, blood chilling. Like, there were times, like, she looked mostly like Elaine and then would do the, like, the tongue little flick up thing and the get out and stuff like that. It was terrifying. Like, multiple times during the show, Rich and I looked at each other like, "Do you believe this shit?" The Kramer was passable. Continue, Eva.
The Kramer was passable?
They were all dressed appropriately, so Kramer was in the garb of Kramer. And seeing it in person, you realize just how ridiculously all of these characters were dressed. For some reason, that didn't hit you watching it on TV, but... Julia, like, in the weird dress sweater combo with her stupid baggy socks, almost like an old woman. You're like, "Oh, that's weird." And then Kramer in his, like, 50s gay man Hawaiian shirt and wife beater and the hair sticking straight up. You're like, this is a bizarre looking character, actually.
How about Newman? Do they have Newman?
There was no Newman, sadly. Newman. And my Rich brought that up. He's like, "Where the fuck was improvised Newman?" Yeah. You just had the first four. But the most amazing part is improvised Jerry would get a word and improvise a comedy monologue just like the beginning of the episode while everyone else was making the Seinfeld bass sounds behind him. And then he would close the episode doing the same thing. He'd be like, "Get a word, cat." 3 seconds later, he's doing a riff on cat. You're like, this guy is good. I impressed. I will never be as good as this. And that was incredible. We saw a show afterward that featured Zach Woods. You know him as Gabe from The Office.
Yes.
Or Jared from Silicon Valley. He just popped in.
Love him.
That's what happens in my city. You know, the celebrities just show up.
Wow.
Yeah, your city.
Yeah.
Gabe from The Office. Which one was he?
I lived there for 11 years or anything.
Help me out. Help this old man out. Which one was Gabe?
Gabe...
later episodes.
Later, yeah. Really, really tall.
Thin. Pale.
With Kathy Bates.
He was with her. He dated Aaron, the
Kathy
ginger girl.
Kathy Bates
for a while.
Was on The Office?
You probably did. You stop watching after Michael Scott left?
I must have.
Yeah, most people did. I kept on it because I appreciated the actors, and I'm just a good person.
You just hung with it. What?
But yeah, Gabe was in the last three seasons. He was in seasons with Michael.
They overlapped a little bit.
They overlapped.
Yeah. I could be wrong there, but I said it with conviction.
No, they did, because I can say it that I fall asleep to that show every night.
Do you?
It's easy to fall asleep to
it. That would be a lie, so, but you could say that.
That's how I feel when she like mentioned she's a New Yorker, like I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you could say that.
I really understand that you're trying to bait me. And you're trying to get me mad to get you happy?
Well, let me ask you this, John.
Yeah.
How many times have you gotten mugged in New York?
Well, here's the thing. As a real New Yorker, I know how to avoid that. And it's never happened to me.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Eva, do you want to tell your mugging story?
There are several, actually.
Really?
She doesn't want to talk about it, though.
I can talk about the first one. I wouldn't rather talk about the others, but...
Okay.
It was Hurricane Irene.
Sandy.
Sandy.
No, Sandy was the bad one. Irene was the one that...
Just killed the Puerto Ricans.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. can we erase that later?
No. No edits here.
And, no, this was the one that Bloomberg shut down... Every public transportation and
no, they had a power generator blew out.
That was Sandy.
All below 23rd Street, right? Was that the one?
No, that was Sandy.
Okay.
When I got jumped and beat up, it was Irene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which gang did it? The Baseball Furies, the Warriors.
Yeah.
It was the Bad News Bears.
Oh.
And they came up and they were like, we don't even know you, but we're going to try our
hardest. Was it the Billy Bob Thornton version?
It was the Billy Bob
Thornton. Oh, that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh. Had you been beaten up by the Walter Matthau Bears? That's totally different.
Oh, no. It was the Matthaus.
So you're not a New Yorker unless you've been mugged.
I don't know. Have you ever been mugged in Chantilly?
I don't claim to be a New Yorker.
He doesn't care about being a New Yorker, but he's been mugged before.
I haven't been mugged, but... I have, honestly, I have mugged several people.
Good.
Yeah.
Dad?
Shut up.
The first one was Eva.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did you mug someone?
In India.
For money or food?
Yeah.
Both?
Both.
Give me your rupees and your sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
what?
What?
Dad?
Man's got to do what he's got
to
do.
No, he doesn't have to rob poor people in India.
TK, tell us about it.
At least I was... yes, please tell us about it.
Oh, can we erase this? I don't want to talk about this.
No, you're on.
It's
now.
Fine. It's
this
fine.
Is what happens with...
No, it's fine.
With Papa's basement.
It's fine. He needed a sandwich.
What happened?
I'm not going to talk about it. Too painful. It's a low point in my life.
Why? Stealing? That's like...
That's kind of cool if you mug someone, actually. Let's be honest.
Well, I will just say, viewers and listeners, that...
When your mugger ran away, you're like, call
me. I don't
me.
Say mugged. I got jumped. They didn't get anything from me because I'm a real, real woman.
So you used the... The puss purse, is that what you're saying?
Actually, no. Some people came up and saw him trying to mug me and scared him off. And
really?
Yeah.
They're like, God, what they do to these tourists around here. I'm so
native New Yorker.
We're not all like that, ma'am.
I'm a native New Yorker.
Blonde, you're from, what, Minnesota, right?
Everyone would always ask me if I was from Nebraska. And I'd be like, no, I'm from Virginia. And they'd be like, oh. Like, that was so gross.
Because you, like, owned their ancestors.
Oh.
They don't like
Everybody it. Loves Virginia.
It's true.
Do they?
Yeah. They don't like Nebraska. They don't like Minnesota.
But why do people like Virginia?
I don't know.
I'm going with him on this one.
Because it's for lovers?
Yeah, it's for lovers. Connecticut. Everybody loves Connecticut. All New Yorkers. All New Yorkers aspire to move to
That is true.
Connecticut.
Every
they
time.
Want to leave New York.
Every time I'm in the city, yeah.
Yeah.
Go to Fairfield or Darien.
Yeah.
Or,
I'm like, I need to get out of here. Get out of the rat
Fairien,
race.
Farien, as we used to call it.
I'm like, look how
An
far.
An Aryan from Darien.
Look how far my dollars go in this city. Mm-hmm. I need to get to Connecticut.
Yep.
I should probably buy a horse farm in Connecticut.
Just retire there.
Well, Dad, you're from Connecticut.
I am. Born in Bridgeport. Give me your wallet.
This is Santa's workshop. It looks like Bridgeport, Connecticut. Have you ever been to Bridgeport?
No, I've not
it
been.
It is a lovely city.
Oh, you're saying that in a way that indicates you don't actually feel that way.
The Park City.
It is a lovely city.
Hmm. You're saying that like the way my mom called me handsome when I was a kid.
John, you're so handsome.
Handsome.
What's the word I'm thinking of?
Ample.
Ample.
You're so ample.
Large bones.
Handsome ample.
A large marge.
Large marge.
Large Marge the barge.
Large Marge lived on a barge.
It was a good time. We saw countless good shows. I don't want to summarize that for whatever reason. I think maybe because I was napping and then I woke up. I'm not able to remember so much right now, but it was a good time. And we'll probably visit it again next episode because that's what we do. We reheat things. TK, I've been trying to get Eva to join the Cult of Improv and do improv classes in D.C. There's one that started last week. She claimed to be sick, and that's how she got out of it last week. But starting this Sunday, if you want to drive little Evie into the city so she could take classes, that could be something for her to maybe get to the city she's always claimed to be from for some reason. It's just weird to me. But if she gets big enough into improv, Eva, please be on mic for this. Maybe you'll find a way to get to New York City and these weird claims of having done a lot there. You can have some basis.
Look,
I
realize, John,
yeah,
you're trying to bait me.
That's what we New Yorkers do.
But you know, I lived there from when I was 19 to when I was like 30, almost 31.
So you haven't been there
and,
about 10 years.
I get high ground on that because I was engaged and my husband died. Or my fiance died.
That was,
so you're not allowed to say anything to me about that. Yeah, I brought it up.
So John.
Yes, Tom. Thank you for remembering this is a comedy show, Tom.
How was... So, what did you think of The Lion King? I know you saw that.
Hey,
wasn't
no,
that a...
Hey, Bobby, show
wasn't that a wasn't that a performance?
That was incredible. That's show business right
well,
there.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Dude.
All right, anyone in this room, name the choreographer of that show.
Pepper Tonini.
No, it's...
Right, Tom?
I'm
Twyla
clueless.
Tharp.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
My name sounded less made up.
It's Twyla Tharp.
Is she dead now, too?
No.
Was she mugged?
She several times.
You think that's funny?
Give me your sandwich, bitch. Is that a ham
I
on
see
rye?
That you have, I see that you have a sandwich on rye.
I'm feeling peckish.
And you're walking through the woods, and I need you.
He's just the big bad wolf. My, what a big sandwich you have. Oh, baby.
I hope the carpet matches the drapes.
Now I'm a rapist. Eva, Why did you take it there?
I'm sorry. My dad's here. I need to wheel it back.
Oh.
Dad, mom's probably still waiting in the car.
Let me check.
No, no, she's not. I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
I've been married for 40 years, but with the wind chill, it seems like 52.
We can close the episode with that one. Yes. That made me happy. You good? You good?
I'm
felt this was fun. I had
this
fun.
This was really fun.
I would have had my mom in on this, except I'm actively beefing with Maria, because I'll leave you with one final story from my weekend out. I was leaving at Sunday morning at noon.
From New York.
I woke up at 10 a.m. The room phone was ringing. I had gone to bed at like 4:35. I'm like, what's going on? What's happening? Why is the room phone ringing? Then there's a knock at the door.
It's your mother.
It was a guy working at the hotel explaining that my mom was worried because I'd been sleeping through texts and phone calls.
Uh-oh.
And she wanted to make sure that I was okay. So the staff came up and checked on her little 37-year-old boy. And I, of course, still, I'm just sitting there with like my boxers and T-shirt. And I'm like, I've been up 30 seconds. I'm like, you can tell the old bitch to go to hell. I'm fine. The guy was, of course, like, okay. And just turns around. You're exposed to both halves of the weirdness of the Papa Giorgio pie, sir. I'm sorry you had to endure this. And
John, I take it back. You are a real New Yorker.
There you go.
with a mother like that. A mother like that, you got to be a real New Yorker.
Well, Tom Crickshin, Eva Crickshin, John Papa Giorgio.
What's
you've
up?
Done a great job.
All right. I had
Papa's
fun.
Basement.
Had a
Thank
ball.
You. Glad you came on, both of you guys. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Follow it on Twitter, @papasbasement. Instagram as well. And that's it. iTunes, Stitcher, blah, blah, blah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.